Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is another big scoop from 9to5 Mac's Guy Rambo, reporting new details about what to expect for developers at Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference in June. Citing sources familiar with the development of iOS 13 and macOS 10.15, our latest report kicks off with new Siri intents, or categories where developers can integrate specialized features into Apple's voice assistant, including better media playback, voice calling, event ticketing, message attachments, train trip information, and flight, airport gate, and seat information. So expect Siri to work better with these features with iOS 13. And ARKit will gain the ability to detect human poses, and game developers will have support for controllers with touchpads and stereo AR headsets. The full report includes lots of additional details and tidbits about developer changes and features coming at WWDC, so read the full story on 9to5 Mac. And Ming-Chi Kuo has published a new supply chain report that says Apple is targeting late 2020 to release its first 5G iPhone, which Kuo attributes in part to Apple settling its patent royalty lawsuit against Qualcomm last week. But Kuo believes Apple will have two 5G broadband chip suppliers, not just Qualcomm and not Intel, since the company announced last week that it was exiting the 5G chip business. Kuo predicts Apple will source certain 5G broadband chips from Samsung based on 5G spectrum market differences as a way to reduce supply risk and cost while adding bargaining power for Apple. Kuo also expects 5G to be a big upgrade factor for iPhone customers, predicting between 195 to 200 million iPhones sold across 2020, with 70 to 75 million sold after the 5G models are introduced. And Beats' new PowerBeats Pro, totally wireless earphones, are getting closer to launching. We already knew PowerBeats Pro were coming sometime in May, and as of today, Apple's been granted approval by the Federal Communications Commission to start selling the new Bluetooth earphones. It's a required step before they can go on sale. PowerBeats Pro have the same Apple H1 chip as new AirPods, with longer battery life and louder sound. Orders haven't started yet, but PowerBeats Pro will be priced at $249.95 when they go on sale. That's $50 higher than the most expensive version of AirPods sold today. And if you're running Apple's latest software betas, we have new beta versions of iOS 12.3, tvOS 12.3, watchOS 5.2.1, and macOS 10.14.5 beta today. No major changes since the last beta versions, which focus on the new TV app for iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV. But we expect the new software to be released officially sometime in May, which is quickly approaching. Finally, let's catch up with my colleague, Bradley Chambers.
Hey, thanks, Zach. On Saturday, my article was looking back at the quote-unquote hacking scandal from the LAUSD iPad deployment a few years ago. Now, so if you Google this, you'll hear just all kinds of stories about how the kids hacked the iPads. And you know, this was covered somewhat back at the time, but I thought it was just important to bring it up back up again. Back when this deployment was done, this was before supervision could be done over the air. And if you're not familiar with what the term supervision means, is that where it locks the iPad down, where the end user, there are just things they cannot do. So with supervised iPads, you can set up profiles where they are not removable, or you can set certain configuration profiles and policies where the users can't change them. And that at the time was pretty different for iPad management, because Apple had kind of always been under the, you know, mantra that the user was king. Well, unfortunately, with mass deployments or even like certain kiosk type deployments, you just can't have that. Like the end user, you know, cannot have ultimate control over the device. So Apple made it where you could supervise devices over the air. That means if I order 1,000 iPads from Apple directly for my school or my business today, they can come straight from the factory, hooked into Apple School Manager or Apple Business Manager, where they they, you know, cannot be unsupervised without me doing it remotely. So I can have, a portal where I can say, hey, disown this device or, you know, or not. And at the time of this iPad deployment at LAUSD, the only way to supervise was using an app called Apple Configurator. That meant that every iPad would have to have been tethered to Apple Configurator to become supervised. They were deploying tens of thousands of devices, so it just wasn't done. Now, there's been a lot of speculation over if Apple guided them correctly or if the people in charge at LAUSD just didn't follow proper protocol at the time. I've kind of been told that LAUSD was warned about what could happen, what would happen, and it's exactly what happened. These profiles were deployed over the air to non-supervised iPads, and the kids literally just went in there and removed them. And so that was the basically the gist of the hacking scandal, is these were profiles to lock the iPads down, and they were removable. So check out the article to hear some more of the backstory. But yeah, that's the quote-unquote hacking scandal of the LA United School District. Now, on Sunday, I looked at the best Twitter apps for the Mac. The Mac has been a fun place for Twitter apps because we don't have an official client anymore. Twitter discontinued their Mac app, I guess about a year ago, year and a few months ago, and they really want you to use Twitter.com. Now, some other third-party apps have stepped in, and then Twitter also offers TweetDeck, which is kind of a more of a tool for business usage, but consumers can use it as well. So if you're looking for a new Twitter app for the Mac, check out the article. It'll be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 95Mac.com.